Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Martina, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for having me. It's very interesting that you were just mentioning that the president is in town. And you're right. School choice is certainly can solve a lot of the problems facing all Philadelphians, but in particular, the black community here.
Yeah. And again, coming to, and you know this as a true Philadelphian, the history of Girard College and all that, and predictably, we think he's going to say what he said at Morehouse about discrimination and all those things. And yet he and the vice president have to be, maybe in their heart they are too, enemies of any kind of school choice because they're going to side with the teachers' unions over the parents. Martina, do you see in your conversations with Democrats in Harrisburg, we know people like Ayman Brown and some others are on board. Do these people really believe this is the wrong course of action? What Shapiro, I think, in his heart is on board with, it seems. Or is it the pressure is just so much from teachers' unions and progressives?
So I think that Biden is stuck in just the classical ways of radical Democrat leftists, you know, they I think that they are more or less pandering, which is really a shame because in Philadelphia, like there are a lot of families who actually need the help and support that can come from getting students a better quality education. It actually is one of the most beneficial ways to help reduce crime is to have a high quality educational resource available to you as a young person. So the Lifeline scholarships that we've been advocating for and that the governor apparently is supportive of some form of program like it, you know, that could give students a tremendous opportunity. They would get access to state dollars that they can take to any school of their choice that works best for their educational needs. So by doing that, we can literally change the lives of children all across Pennsylvania, but in particular in underserved populations here in Philadelphia. And for the president to just ignore that fact is despicable. And I think it just goes to show you that this isn't, you know, something that's new to us. This is something he's been doing, right? Like he's blocked 30,000 jobs from being created here in southeastern Pennsylvania by halting LNG export permits. So, you know, he doesn't care about Pennsylvania. Why he's coming here, I guess it's to see if he can drum up some support before November. But I don't think people are falling for it anymore. They want real action. They want real solutions. And the Democrat Party is not providing them at all.
Yeah, exactly. And again, the whatever that secret sauce with President Trump is, the South Bronx, this is a different sort of Republican persona. The upside, he's breaking through, particularly with African-American males, what you and others have been talking about for years, Democrat Party taking people for granted. We're seeing some breaking, and that's all that you need is a little bit of that. And Martina, the thing I like about the school choice thing, in addition to the kids, it empowers parental rights. These parents know better for their kid. I don't care if they're uneducated or whatever. They know their kid. They want the best for their kid. More than any organization could be, it's the parent that wants that.
100%, Dom. School choice is what provides parents the ultimate opportunity for their child to go to the school of their choice that they know will benefit their child the best and give them the, you know, the best chance for reaching their full potential in life. And so that's why I'm a huge proponent of it. And I think that the Democrats' policy of leaving kids trapped in failing schools hasn't worked. It's still not working, and we need real change here in Pennsylvania, and I know we can do it, especially because there's a lot of Democrats, like you shared, other state electeds, Senator Anthony Williams, for years has been a supporter of school choice, highly passionate. Amen Brown, and obviously the governor here. So for the president to come in here and kind of talk poorly about that, that would be a very grave, I think, thing for him to do.
Bingo, too. I was wondering why Josh Shapiro, look, he may have something important today. He's not going to be there. I think the lieutenant governor, and again, to be with the president in Philadelphia in a situation like this, I think he would be there. But what Biden's going to say and what Biden's about is a little much different than, at least on paper, what Josh Shapiro says.
Yeah, Dom, that's true. I mean, why would a governor who has positive name ID across the state want to affiliate himself with a president who has declining numbers? That doesn't make any political sense, in my personal opinion. But I think there's a lot of factors at play, and one of which is that the president hasn't addressed the issues of Philadelphia communities, including the African-American community, Hispanic community. Here in Northeast Philadelphia, there's a lot of Caucasian families. I mean, we're all suffering from what inevitably has been Biden's policies. And we've had a 30% increase in food prices. When you go to the gas pump to fuel up, everything's expensive. Energy costs are up. I mean, it's just like we're getting body slammed, and everyday people that are middle class families are trying to get by, and the people who are already in poverty, I mean, imagine what those families are going through
exactly.
In the city.
Now, on the other hand, and I saw a study the other day about many of these encampments and stuff going on, and this was from a liberal publication that said a great deal of them are people on these college campuses that are more elite. But what are you trying to do to bring some accountability to the stuff that's been going on?
Yeah, so, you know, we know that the Democrat radicals of the left are putting criminals first and victims last. They've done this. We've seen this over the past several years, and they're doing it again, right? There's these anti-Israel protesters on college campuses, and what the legislators, myself and Kristen Marcel out of Bucks County area, have put forward are two pieces of legislation. What we saw on these campuses were just maddening. They went and are basically verbally attacking Jewish students, and I think that there's even been concerns around them attacking law enforcement officers when they were trying to be disbanded. So, you know, what we're trying to do is make sure that any students who are convicted of ethnic intimidation, institutional vandalism, desecration, theft, sale of venerated objects, or institutional trespassing from being able to receive FEA grants. So that's what my bill would do. And then Krista Marcel's bill, it basically is a complementary piece to mine. It creates a new crime of actual institutional trespass, specifically targeting unlawful entry into sensitive areas like houses of worship, cemeteries, and schools. And I know vandalism's already penalized, but this definitely is a bill that'll be helpful, because merely trespassing in these sacred institutions isn't something that should go unnoticed, and it needs to have additional protections in place.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully there are a few Democrats in the Senate. I think something like that would pass. How about in the House?
Yeah, you know, apparently a lot of reporters have been asking their leadership team, I think Matt Bradford was one of them, if they would consider these pieces of legislation. It sounded like once the language has been introduced that he may be willing to consider it. But I actually don't know how many of their legislators on their side of the aisle would actually support it. I mean, we saw Rep. Krajewski actually, according to, I guess it was the Washington Examiner, he was one of the people who warned the protesters that the police would be coming onto the campus within the next 24 hours. And there's supposedly text messages to that effect. So I imagine that there will be, you know, the radical left Democrats out in Harrisburg who will, just probably vote against these types of bills.
Well, at least we have you on the front lines. So, Martina, I think it sounds to me, though, like Lifeline Scholarships is going to make it through this time. And I think you deserve a lot of credit on that. It would be revolutionary. It would be arguably the greatest good that legislators can do toward families and their kids.
Thank you so much, Dom. Yeah, we are so excited this year. We had a lot of progress last year, but I think this could be our time. And we just have to keep advocating and keep pushing and encourage constituents out there, citizens, you know, give your legislators a call and encourage them to be supportive, because now is the time. June is when all of the negotiations take place before the budget's due on June 30th. And I just want to encourage you guys. We could really use all of the support to call up your legislator.
Thank you, Martina. We'll keep on this. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.